Bokhari, Big Tech ensures pro-Trump messages don't reach undecided voters. By Breitbart Tech on September 8, 2020. Breitbart News investigative reporter Alim Bokhari appeared on The Charlie Kirk Show to discuss his upcoming bombshell book Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. The author of Deleted warned that Silicon Valley companies are using covert methods of manipulation, largely invisible to the public, to shift undecided voters against President Trump. Listen, The Charlie Kirk Show, Exposing the Dark Plot Against Free Speech Online with Alim Bokhari. The sources I've interviewed in this book, people inside Facebook, inside Google, people who used to work for Twitter, say, all of the tech companies had exactly the same reaction. First complete shock, and then anger, and then guilt, guilt that they didn't do enough to stop Donald Trump. That's been the story of the last 4 years in Silicon Valley. How to make sure 2016 doesn't happen again. What the establishment finds so threatening about the internet, I think, is the concept of virality, or emergence. We've seen over the past 4 years, the big tech companies trying to erase the Trump movement, banning prominent Trump supporters, but they're also doing something far more insidious and far harder to notice, which is they want to prevent the emergence of new movements. They do that by shadow banning, by covertly suppressing content in their algorithms. They're not threatened by the old establishment conservatives who only talk about low taxes and deregulation, and, Kirk, foreign wars, and endless foreign wars, exactly. But they are threatened by populist nationalists, who talk about cultural issues, who think it's important to discuss thorny issues like race and gender. They're the ones who get banned. So they're almost preventing the next generation of conservatives from emerging. They want conservatism to be stuck in the past, useless, growing less and less relevant. That is their goal here. This is really, really powerful and threatening. We're going to be in a future, very soon, where everything you post on the internet is going to be scanned by these algorithms and used to either suppress or promote you. So, if the algorithm sees so-called hate speech in your post, you're going to be buried down in the search results. You're not going to appear on trending topics, you may even be banned. If you post hate speech too many times, your score will go down. Your posts will go less viral, you'll be suppressed. This is really a formula for censoring an entire movement at the same time, because these algorithms scan people's posts automatically. Imagine you're an undecided voter and you're using the internet. If every conservative is being suppressed for hate speech, those messages that might persuade undecided voters might never actually reach them. Big tech is flooding undecided voters with a stream of propaganda from the mainstream media. They're flooding it to them in search results, and they're flooding it to them on social media platforms. We're going to get to a situation where undecided voters will never see a conservative post at the top of their screen. They'll never see a conservative article at the top of their search results. They just won't find it. That's how big tech can steal elections. What tech companies and the establishment want, said Bokhari, is to prevent the emergence of new movements that pose a real threat to the establishment. That's what all of their efforts over the past 4 years. And if you read my book, you'll see sources inside these companies confirming this and explaining how it's happening. All of their efforts on election integrity and misinformation. All of these efforts are focused on preventing the emergence of new movements that are genuinely dangerous to the establishment and keeping politics controlled by this old battle between neoliberals and neoconservatives that has been going on for 30 or 40 years and doesn't offer any real change to the voters. That's their endgame. Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election will be released on September 22nd and is available for pre-order here.